Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh happiness, oh joy, Nanda Maharaj as a little boy, when he was crawling on his hands and knees, he pulled down the twin Arjuna trees.
Oh happiness, oh joy, Nanda Maharaj as a little boy, when he was crawling on his hands and knees, he pulled down the twin Arjuna trees.
And out of the trees there did appear Mani, Griva, and Nalakuver. They offered prayers with faith and love, and then returned to the heavens above.
Out of the trees there did appear Mani, Griva, and Nalakuver. They offered prayers with faith and love, and then returned to the heavens above.
This is the story of the sons of Kuvera, who were cursed by Narada to make them aware that life isn't meant for wasting away in foolish amusements and childish play. Narada showed them the most nectarine goal, the only treasure that will please the soul. By his grace alone, they were able to see the glorious son of Yashoda Mai. Krishna, the Lord and Master of all, had descended to earth to benedict us all. But now he was playing in a body so small that in Nanda's courtyard he could simply crawl.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So our story begins with the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvera. Kuvera is the treasurer where the demigods dwell. With all his money, his two sons fell. And if you will all be quiet, his story will tell.
Hey, hey. Let's drink lots of wine and waste our time with beautiful damsels that look so fine.
Who cares about following the rules and the regs? Let's just drink ourselves down to the dregs.
We'll both enjoy before it's too late. Because you never know what will be our fate.
Radha Muni Vajavina Marika Ramana Namine.
Oh, there's Narada Muni coming this way. He must not see us in this shameless play. Let us cover ourselves at once before he throws upon us his glance. Oh, we have fallen so low and so far with this Mani Griva Nalakuvara.
But the two sons of Kuvera had drunk so much wine that they lost all their good sense and control of the mind. They failed to cover their bodies with cloth, and they simply lounged in a stuporous sloth. Narada Muni, sage of all sages, caused them to stand as trees through the ages. For 100 years of the demigods' time, he cursed them to stand as straight as a line, in the bodies of trees without any clothes, to protect them from the wind or from the snows. One 100 years later, in the yard of the Lord, baby Krishna was tied up with all kinds of cord to a grinding mortar made of wood, just to punish him for not being good. But though he was tiny and seemed like a child, he knew that the trees had stood for a while, and he knew of the curse that Narada had made. And so, to benedict them, he crawled toward them that day. He pulled the mortar in between the trees, and then they came crashing down with all their leaves. From out of the branches and brambles there shone two beautiful demigods who stood there alone. And beautiful prayers they began to intone to sweet little Krishna in the yard of his home. O Lord, you are the master of all that be. Forgive us for acting so foolishly. Now we know that devotion to you is the purpose of life for one who is true. You are the glorious Lord of our hearts, and we are simple, some of your parts. So let us always remain under your kind protection and worship your lordship with love and affection, and help us develop our purest emotion.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
My dear boys, I knew it well that Narada saved you from going to hell. Narada is just like the light of the sun, shining mercy on everyone. Because you have developed love for me, both of you have become free. Now go back to the spiritual sky and dance and sing and glorify.
So, Manigriva at Nalakuvera went to the Lord as he was tied up there. They bowed down and circumambulated, and to him their lives dedicated. Meanwhile, the sound of the trees was so loud that it attracted a bewildered crowd. Wondering what thunderbolt they had heard, how the trees fell down, and what had occurred.
Come here, men. Do you all see a reason for the falling of this tree? Krishna is here, and it's a wonder that he has crawled out from under.
I'm sure I can't see a way for the two big trees to fall down today.
What can be the hidden cause for trees to fall over without axes or saws? Well, I hate to say it, men, but it looks like the work of another demon.
Oh, no, Nanda. We have seen Krishna drag the mortar in between, and as he pulled it, the trees fell down, making a mighty crashing sound.
And then two dazzling men came out and talked to Krishna, though we don't know what it was about.
Oh, how can we believe what the children say? It could never have happened in such a way.
But Nandaraj, your child is different. You never know. He might have done it.
Well, let me untie my wonderful child and give him to the care of the gopis for a while.
The elderly gopis took Krishna away, and his wonderful glories they began to say. Then they clapped, and they clapped to see him dance, and the child was just like a puppet in their hands.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Sometimes Yashoda would ask her son to bring a plank for her to sit on, and though it was much too heavy for the Lord, he somehow brought her the heavy board. And when Nanda was worshiping Narayan one day, he asked little Krishna to bring the slippers his way. And though they were big and made out of wood, little Krishna did as well as he could. And just to do what his father said, he brought them to him on his head. So he played like a little boy, to give his parents boundless joy, and to show the philosophers and PhDs that the Lord is captured by his pure devotees.
On his hands and knees, he pulled down the twin Arjuna trees.
When he was crawling on his hands and knees, he pulled down the twin Arjuna trees.
And out of the trees there did appear Mani Griva and Nalakuvera.
Out of the trees there did appear Mani Griva Nalakuvera.
They offered prayers with faith and love, and then returned to the heavens above.
They offered prayers with faith and love, and then returned to the heavens above.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Sri Krishna. All glories to Sri Krishna. For you appeared in Braja as a wonderful boy, and to satisfy the gopis, you became their toy. Just to save us all from hellish birth, you have mercifully descended to this earth. So now let us tell of your wonderful pastimes as well as we can in the nicest of rhymes, to glorify you and beg for your grace, that all of us may one day return to your place. So everyone be quiet and listen with care to the wonderful pastimes of this boy with black hair.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One fine day in Brajadham, a fruit vendor came to Nanda's home. He carried a basket filled up with fruit. And to tell everyone, he began to call out,
"If anyone wants fruits, please take them from me,"
he said near the house of Yashoda Mai.
"If anyone wants fruits, please take them from me,"
he called out in a voice so cheerfully. So lo and behold, as he had been told, dear little Krishna brought all the grains he could hold. Now in those days, the system was one of exchange, and to buy fruits, you had to bring grains. But Krishna's hands were just so small, he could hardly hold any grains at all. But when the fruit vendor saw the face of the Lord, he had never seen anyone so beautiful before. So he took the few grains that were in the Lord's hand, and he filled them with fruits, as much as you can. And the Lord was so pleased that before he knew it, a change had occurred in his basket of fruit. Instead of the fruit, it was filled up with jewels, diamonds and sapphires, emeralds and pearls. All glories to Krishna, for he is so kind that he repaid the fruit vendor millions of times.
All glories to Krishna, for he is so kind that he repaid the fruit vendor millions of times.
So glorify Krishna, and then you will find that you'll be the gainer by millions of times.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now another fine day, while the boys were at play, Mother Rohini called them to say,
Krishna and Balaram, please come back home. Nanda and Jasoda are waiting alone. It's time to take lunch, so just stop your playing and listen a minute to what I am saying.
But the Lord and his friends were so absorbed in their play that they hardly heard a word she did say. So Rohini went back to Yashoda Mai.
The boys were too busy to listen to me.
So Mother Yashoda went down to the spot, and her breasts filled with milk as soon as she thought of her beautiful son who could not be caught.
My dear child, please come back home. You must be tired from playing so long. Your time for lunch is already past, so please come home and suck my breast. You must be hungry, my dear little child. You too, Balaram, have played quite a while. So come back now and take lunch at home. Nanda Maharaj is waiting alone.
When Krishna and Balaram heard that their father would not take his lunch till they returned with their mother, they started to leave and go down the lane. But the other boys then began to complain.
Oh, Krishna is leaving us just at the point when our playing is at the summit. Next time we shall not allow him to leave.
When Krishna had heard what the boys had to say, he became fearful and wanted to stay.
Oh, if I don't stay, they won't let me play. Gee, I better stay or they won't let me play.
My dear Krishna, do you think you are a street boy and you have no home? Please come back and return to your home. I see that your body has become dirty from play, so please come back. It's your birthday today. And the Brahmins are there. You should give cows away. Bathe yourself, dress yourself, then you can play.
And so, the two boys returned to their mothers. Though they are worshipped by Lord Brahma and others, Yashoda bathed them and dressed them in a nice way and gave many cows for Krishna's birthday.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
After this incident, the men had a meeting, and Nanda Maharaj was the one who was leading. They assembled to talk of the demons who came to give Krishna and Balaram so much pain. Upananda was Nanda's brother, and because he was wiser than any other, he brought up a plan to the assembled clan.
My dear friends, now we should leave, before those demons cause us to grieve. Why, just think of Putana, oh, what a threat! And Trinavarta, what's in store for us yet? And just think of those trees, how heavy they fell! Let's go to Vrindavan and go over Don Hill. Let's prepare all the carts and not waste any time. Put the cows in front and get in a line.
Jai! Jai!
Haribo! Haribo! Let's go to Vrindavan!
The cowherd men said, and they loaded their carts with the cows up ahead. And so to Vrindavan they wended their way, where one can be peaceful and eternally sane.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, in Vrindavan, the boys were in charge of the calves and used to watch them along the paths. And they played upon their flutes and played with amalaki fruits. And they dressed up in blankets and looked just like bulls and had much more fun than children do in school. But while they were playing, it came to pass that a demon came in the shape of a calf. His name was Vatsasura, and he had come to kill Krishna, the boys, and Balaram.
Now I have assumed the form of a calf. These cowherd boys will no longer laugh, nor will they frolic or giggle or play, for I will kill all of these boys today.
But Krishna and Balaram were very quick, and they knew at once of the demon calf's trick. So they sneaked up behind him without making a sound, and grabbed him by the legs, and whirled him around! Finally, they threw him into a tree, and he died at once, as you can see. When the demon had fallen down to the ground, all the boys gathered around and began to praise Krishna with a tumultuous sound.
Well done,
well done, well done,
Krishna, and the demigods on high threw showers of flowers to glorify Krishna for his wonderful powers.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.